So, you have an Iron Man 3 script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And Tony's been spending his time since the Avengers movie building a whole bunch of Iron Man suits.
Oh, that's what the fans want to see.
Oh, yeah, and he's gonna build a bunch of different kinds of suits, too.
Amazing.
And then we're barely gonna see them in action.
Oh, is he mainly gonna stick to his normal armor?
No, he's barely gonna wear Iron Man armor at all.
He's not.
No, he's mostly gonna be running around having panic attacks and crying.
Well, that doesn't sound like Iron Man at all.
Yeah, well, I like to subvert expectations, you know, so people buy tickets expecting Iron Man. Man, and instead they get PTSD Tony.
And you think people are gonna enjoy that?
It doesn't matter if they enjoyed it. What matters is that I subverted their expectations.
Well, okay then.
So.
And is there a bad guy in the movie?
Oh, well, we're gonna have this terrorist guy called the Mandarin.
Oh, the Mandarin, as in Iron Man's greatest foe from the comics?
That's the one.
Well, fans have been waiting to see him hit the big screen for years.
Yes, exactly. So what we're gonna do is subvert their expectations.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're gonna think this guy's some amazing villain, then halfway through we're gonna be like, oh no, he's just some dumb actor guy.
Maybe people would prefer to actually see the Mandarin, though.
It doesn't matter, because their expectations are gonna get subverted.
It feels like people are gonna get mad.
You can't be surprised and angry at the same time. It's scientifically impossible.
Oh, it is.
Maybe. I'm not a scientist.
Well, okay then.
So
what actually happens in the movie?
Well, you know how in The Incredibles the bad guy becomes a villain because the superhero guy was mean to him a bunch of years ago?
Yeah.
Well, I figured we could do something like that.
What do you mean by something like that?
I mean exactly that.
Why would we do that same storyline again?
Because people love The Incredibles.
Oh, that's a good point. The Incredibles is tight, and it made a lot of money, which is also tight, so there's a lot of tightness going around. I enjoy that.
Exactly.
So who's this bad guy and how was Tony mean to him?
His name is Aldrich Killian, and Tony told him he was gonna meet him on a roof in 20 minutes and then he didn't show up.
And that was enough to turn him into a villain?
Oh yeah, plus he said he thought about killing himself when Tony didn't show up.
Oh my god.
And Tony had a one-night stand with this girl Maya that same night and then she also turned evil.
People were really taking stuff personally that night, huh?
Oh yeah, really sensitive people.
Wow.
Anyway, so Killian and Maya put together this program called Extremis. And this thing basically lets people regrow limbs and heat up and heal and shoot fire and stuff.
Okay.
But also sometimes they explode, so it's bad.
Yeesh, so what's their plan here?
Well, Killian wants to kill the president.
Why?
Because Killian's a bad guy and killing the president is a thing that bad guys do in movies sometimes.
Gotcha, and what else happens?
Well, out of nowhere, Tony goes on TV and invites international terrorists to his house.
Oh wow, so I bet he goes home and prepares for battle.
No, he goes home and doesn't do anything at all.
What?
Yeah, and then his place gets attacked by helicopters and he's all surprised.
But he told them to come.
Yeah, so he has a hard time fighting them because the only suit he has available is a prototype that's not even combat ready.
What is going on right now?
The action is gonna look cool, so I'm hoping people don't realize how ridiculous the setup for it is.
Oh, it's gonna look cool. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so anyway, at the end of the movie, there's gonna be this big fight between Tony and Killian.
Oh man, it's gonna be hard for Tony to protect himself against a guy who can breathe fire.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh really?
Yeah, Killian can breathe fire, but he doesn't use that in the fight at all.
Why not?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Also, Tony's gonna have like 30 remote-controlled Iron Man suits fighting by his side.
He has 30 remote-controlled suits?
Yeah.
So why would he even go there physically?
Because it's the big final fight, so he has to be there.
Seems pretty reckless.
Yeah, and we're also gonna have Pepper fall off a crane.
Oh, so she's gonna die?
No, luckily Killian gave her superpowers for some reason, so not only does she not die, but she comes back and kills him.
That is lucky.
Yeah, so anyway, then Tony blows up all his suits because he's like, we're not gonna need those again.
Well, I mean, in the next Avengers movie, he is gonna need them.
Yeah, after the movie's over, we're gonna pretend like none of this happened, so it's cool.
Hey, where were the Avengers in this movie? How come they didn't help with anything?
Yeah, I know, right?
But why didn't they?
That's what I wanna know. Like, hey, could've used some help here, guys.
So is there a good reason, or?
There better be, if you ask me.
Okay, never mind.
Great, so what do you think of the movie? Do you think it's gonna do well?
Is it gonna have Iron Man on the poster?
Yeah.
It'll do fine.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. A lot more of these on the channel that you could check out. You could also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. We're just slowly working our way through every movie in existence. Also on the channel, we have a new show called Theory Battle you guys could check out. In that, we go head to head with two different film theories and you guys decide in the comments section which one of them is the most plausible. It's a lot of fun, definitely check it out. Don't forget to hit that like button, that subscribe button, share on Facebook and Twitter, all those things. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.